Hello, and welcome back to Suddenly Sane. So guys, I'm going to sound a little bit off in this episode because I don't feel too great, but I've committed to being consistent this year, so here we go. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about depression. It's a tough topic to discuss because I still have bouts of depression and I still have really low days, but I do think it's important to talk about it. Depression is a mental illness, and there is nothing wrong with having a mental illness. I don't know why we stigmatize it so much. You know, we don't look at people differently for having some deep diseases. Well, I guess that's not necessarily true because we do stigmatize certain types of illnesses, but depression does not necessarily mean you're mad. In fact, it doesn't mean you're mad. It means that there's biological explanation about depression and hormones, and you know, your brain not getting a certain amount of hormones it needs. So it's a serious thing and it should be taken seriously. And I think that, you know, if you are going through periods like this, that you should seek help from a professional. So some of the symptoms of depression are going through periods where you're very, very irritable, feeling extremely foggy, lethargic, not interested in things that you used to be interested in before, isolating yourself. And sometimes it can come it can present itself in overeating or not eating at all. So, and then obviously this extreme symptom of depression is having suicidal thoughts. I think I've probably been through all of the stages, unfortunately, and it's not a fun experience, and it's not necessarily even something that is comfortable to speak about. I still struggle sometimes in my low periods to reach out to people because there is a stigma to it, because I don't want to be seen as not normal. But in fighting that reaction and keeping within myself and isolating myself, what that does mean, it feeds into my depression and my anxiety and my self-worth or lack of self-worth. And it's a struggle. And I think 2020 magnified that for me. It showed me that my validation, I had unhealthy needs to be validated, and my happiness did depend on certain things that 2020 has shown us that is not that important. So this is as much for me as it is for you listeners on how to deal with depression and anxiety. It is hard. You can go through years where you don't feel depressed. You can go through months where you don't feel depressed, and you know, you feel it's gone, and then you feel the decline. For me personally, I can see it coming. You know, comes in a little bit by being irritable. You know, all of a sudden I don't really want to be around people. I don't really want to talk to people. I feel uncomfortable in my skin, and I just kind of want to run away from everything. I want to get off I want to deplatform myself from every social media. I want to, sometimes it presents itself for me not being hungry and not being interested in food. And you know, when it starts, you put it aside, you push it aside, you blame other things. You know, it could be, oh, maybe my period is coming, or you know, could just be a bad day. But I find that when I let it fester, it always turns into something worse. And you get to these periods where you just don't want to be around anybody. You don't want to, you stop living and you start living in your head versus the outside world. You want to stay in your room and you want to think about all the terrible decisions you've made. And that is the toxicity. Nobody has a perfect life, but that doesn't mean that your life isn't good. Now, you know, they say comparison is the thief of joy. And it's very true, because in seeing how great others are doing, I start to focus on how badly I'm doing, and it becomes a never-ending cycle of just anger and self-loathing and criticism. And, you know, these cycles keep on going until you reach out to somebody else to pull you out from that darkness, because it is a dark pit, and it's hard to navigate it on your own. And, you know, I'm a big proponent on mental health, and I think, you know, it's terrible. I live in Lagos, for anybody that's just hearing this, and I know it's hard to have access to good therapy in this country that's affordable. And I'm trying to come up with a list, you know, in the future, so that people can access like this information. I know that there's this organization called MANI, Mental Health Awareness. It's free. They do free counseling, and you can have five. It's five free sessions, and I would advocate for anybody that's in Lagos, or even, I don't know. Yeah, I think as long as you are on social media, you can have access to their resources. So I think if you are struggling, please do reach out to them and speak to a counselor, because it's important. But yeah, I think some of the things that have definitely helped me on some of my bad days, just taking a walk, drinking water, eating vegetables, and it seems like little things, but those things do help me in the moment, especially on days when I just want to lock myself in a room and crawl into a corner and just cry. And surprisingly, it's been a long time since I've done that, and I'm extremely ecstatic, whatever the English word for it is. I'm extremely happy that I'm able to. I haven't gotten to that point yet, and I'm catching myself. You know, it's the small wins, the small victories that really get us through our days. But I do want to reach out to people that are suffering through depressive stages, that it is a phase. There's the light at the end of the tunnel. So please don't give up. Please speak to people. For the most part, I do live a very great and fulfilled life when I'm not going through episodes, and I'm functional, and it's possible to be functional. It's possible to manage it. It's possible to, like I said, find happiness even on the bad days, and there's always hope. Even on the days when I feel hopeless, I'm just grateful for family and friends, because honestly, they're the ones that have kept it pushing for me. I'm always being willing to reach out and check up on me. So, you know, when you are in a good mind space, focus on your support group. Like, find friends that won't shame you for feeling bad on bad days. Find people that you'll be able to open up to. My DMs are always open if you need somebody to just call you and talk you through it, because I can empathize and I can relate. And, you know, one of the things that helps me in my depressive state is helping people anyway, so you would be helping me too. But yeah, like, don't give up. It sounds hard. It sometimes it's hard hearing that, but, you know, every life is valuable. And what also gives me strength is, as a Christian, at least I know God loves me. And, you know, your life is worth something, and it's worth value. And you being alive is helping somebody out there. So don't give up. Reach out for people. And like I said, it's a little things. Drink water, change your diet, go on a walk, or do yoga or exercise. Find something that works for you and, you know, stick to it. I was telling my friend that schedules really do help. scheduling times of the day to do certain things, especially since we're in the middle of a pandemic and most of us are at home. Keep maintain a schedule that keeps you on track. So even on your worst days, you're it's a habit, so you're doing it. But yeah, like I said, I'm trying to create content that will make everybody happy and make me happy and, you know, just make the world a better place. So again, don't give up. God loves you. I love you. And I think that at the end of the day, we're all going to be okay. We'll have some bruises and hurts and pains, but you know, life is worth living. So that's it from me, but please do tune in. Hopefully I will be feeling better next week when this next episode comes out, and I really do hope that this has helped anybody out there that's struggling. Again, please do reach out to me if you need the help. But yeah, until next time guys, bye.